Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Khaleesi's, I have a huge thing that's going on right now. I have a guest, and don't talk yet, okay? Because I want to just, like, preface everything with saying, okay, y'all know my best friend, Sheena Menina, from New Orleans. She has a juice store. Do you even, well, I was going to ask you questions, but I didn't want to bring you in yet. Okay, wait. She owns Raw Republic in New Orleans, and you've heard her on my podcast like two or three times because she's into anything that's holistic and raw and real and organic and earthy. I don't know. She likes aliens. She likes spiritual stuff. She's just basically like a really soothing, awesome person, which is why she's my best friend. But I will back it up a little bit and say that about like 5 days ago, Sheena texted me and said, "Oh my gosh, my energy healer," I think is what she said. It could have been something else because you know how people like remember things differently than like the way it actually was. I'm like so guilty of that on a regular basis. I remember things way more dramatically or just in just different ways than other people remember them. But what I remember is that Sheena texted me and said, "You don't understand, my energy healer, like she works with me all the time. She's going to be in Los Angeles this weekend and she wants to come and help you." And Sheena didn't know that I broke up with, that me and Patrick broke up at this time. And I said, "Fuck yes." "I've never done this before. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I don't know what an energy healer means. I don't know what anything you're saying means, but I'm down to try anything and meet anyone and just be open to anything because I think I need to just like help myself." And so I said, "Just connect me with her and we'll figure it out." So Sheena gave her my number and then we texted each other, and yesterday she came over. She gave me like a huge healing, energy healing sitch. That's how I would say it because I don't know the real lingo. All right, now I'm gonna bring you in. This is Amberly Carter. Do I say Amberly right?
Yes.
I never know whether it's Amberlay or Amberly.
It's Amberly.
Amberly. Yeah. Okay. Amberly Carter. And she's actually like a doctory person. Like on her Instagram, like it's, what does that mean? Like everything, like what is your actual, like what is this like HD? What does that mean? What does that mean? Well,
DM stands for Doctor of Metaphysics. And then HHP stands for Holistic Health Practitioner.
Okay. So pretty sure you guys don't understand what she just said at all. Cause I don't. Dr. Amberly Carter, DM, Dr. Amberly Carter, comma, capital letters DM, comma, capital letters HHP.
Pretty much I'm a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. But I'm just going to call you my witch doctor.
Yeah, that's perfect. Or I'll just go with it.
Yesterday I called you basic.
Yeah, so I'm a basic witch.
You're a basic witch.
Yeah.
That just should be like your Snapchat.
I should just erase
name.
All of my,
yeah, just like get rid,
yeah,
of everything,
credentials, you, yeah, and
just like fuck that.
Yeah, a BW.
I don't care if you're a doctor of anything. You're right. A basic witch. I'm just gonna start calling you Sabrina.
You can, yeah, if you want to.
Or yeah. Tabitha. Isn't that wasn't that the witch in,
I don't know.
I Dream, or, oh man, I'm mixing like old time shows.
I don't know if I vibe with Tabitha.
Why? Because it's like so stereotypical of like a witch name.
No, I think of cats.
Oh, that's right.
Like a tabby cat or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let me give a little backstory about why she just said that. Okay. So Amberly came over to my apartment, which was so nice because I kept saying I was running late, and like I'm normally somebody that doesn't run late. Mm-hmm. I am on time for everything normally.
Right.
But I only get 2 days off during the week. So those are my days to like jam pack things in and like all of that. And so I was like really struggling and I kept pushing the time back. And I feel like I'm going to have nightmares about the fact that I did that to you. And I apologize.
Oh my gosh.
I hate when people.
It's no problem at all.
I don't like when people do that. I don't like when people.
Everything happens for a reason. So the timing was perfect.
See, listen to
you
her.
You got to just let it go.
Listen to her. Yeah. So she came over yesterday and did an energy cleanse. But before we were I was like, well, are my dogs allowed to be here because they're here? And she's like, no. Yeah. I mean, no, meaning don't worry about it. No. Yes.
No,
they're
good for yes.
Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah, they're allowed to be here. Like they're nothing but love and positivity and like good energy. Like, of course, like have them around. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously? And she said, no, because they're beings that love you and they don't expect anything in return. And I'm like, oh, fuck that. They expect treats in return. I don't know what you're talking about. If I don't give Zoe and Luda treats, they're like, go fuck yourself and don't ever pet me again.
Well, that's their version of you loving them, too.
That's
so
true.
They just want love.
See, you know how to, you're such a positive person that you know how to spin all of this into something that makes me so happy.
Well, that's good.
And this is going to be, and I will tease this, mm-hmm. that this is what the conclusion of what I'm going, like our meeting is going to be. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if I fully believe in the fact that crystals or somebody performing something on me and thinking good thoughts and trying to cleanse something. I don't know if I believe that mm-hmm. in terms of like a scientific proven sort of situation. Mm-hmm. But I do believe in the way that you made me feel. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I took from everything. And that is going to be what the conclusion of all like this story right. is. Because mm-hmm. you made me feel very good and very empowered mm-hmm. and happy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, Khaleesi's, you have that to look forward to. But, okay. Like I said, Sheena Menina has been somebody on my podcast. And she talked about weird shit. She talked about aliens, conspiracy mm-hmm. theories, ghosts, spirits, all of that.
Yeah.
And when Amberly came to my house yesterday, she said something about aliens. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah. Well, I taught Sheena about the Pleiadians.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize because Sheena has been telling me all this time, my friend this, my friend. Because you know when somebody doesn't know someone,
right.
you describe somebody as just your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So in my brain, I'm just like, who is this friend that's just, I don't have a visual. I don't know who it is.
Right.
It's just her friend. And now
it's
I know
me.
That you are the reason, not even Sheena, because so many of my listeners are just like me, uh-huh. where we're new mm-hmm. to the whole
right.
crystal spirit mm-hmm. thing,
exactly.
much less alien thing.
Right.
I mm-hmm. didn't start this podcast thinking about aliens. Sheena came into it and made me think about aliens. And now I know, because normally when I talk about aliens, I'm like, mm-hmm. everyone give a shout out to Sheena.
Yeah.
It's not Sheena anymore.
Well,
it's
she
a shout
be,
out to Amberly.
Right. She can be credited for the tall grays.
Why does she like tall grays so much?
I have no idea. But there are two different types of grays. The
yeah,
tall
short
ones
grays.
And the short ones. And then there's like Syrians or like Syrian A and B. And one's good and one's not so good. And oh, non-benevolent. I'm sorry.
She did use that word a couple times recently in the recent
right.
one.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because the first time I did a podcast mm-hmm. with Sheena, it was either the day before or the day after I got my breast reduction.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't know a lot. And mm-hmm. she was just bringing this on me. And I was taking pain medication mm-hmm. while mixing with wine.
Oh, that's fun.
The most fun.
Right.
And so she was just saying weird shit. And I'm like, because I didn't even know she was going to say something. I literally looked mm-hmm. at her and I was just like, wait, so you believe in aliens? I mean, I do. A lot of people do.
Right.
I just don't know anything about it.
Right.
She's like, of course. And I go, oh, what's your favorite kind? She goes, tall grays. And I almost spit up all my painkillers and wine because I didn't expect
without a blink. Yeah. Just,
it was a rhetorical yeah. question.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
she answered it
real yeah.
with complete
mm-hmm.
confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even believe what I was hearing.
Right.
Like, Sheena, you and I have been best friends for a very, 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 very long time. I've never once heard you talk about aliens. OK,
mm-hmm.
What the fuck? I could not understand what she was saying and she couldn't answer any questions. She
right.
kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second time she did the podcast,
she
knew a little. Yes,
on it.
She was. Yes,
yeah.
exactly. And
insert
now
me.
I know, thanks
yeah.
to you. So I kind of don't even know where to begin. Like I'm I feel like I have so many ways that I want to explain who you are. Right. And I just want to give a visual to my listeners. Amberlee is like a stunning human being. Well, she looks like Gisele Bündchen. Is that how you say her last name?
Bündchen. I have no idea.
She's like really tall and skinny and has Gisele hair and a face like just she looks like she belongs in LA. You would never look at her. She's wearing really cute clothes that I feel like I would wear. Sheena walks around in yoga pants and like tennis shoes that have wedges on them, which like I get it. Okay, if you're short. Okay. But like Sheena does not, if I give her a purse, she thinks that like I've given her like, I'm telling you, like a brick of gold. No, no, like it's the best thing I've ever. She's like a purse.
Oh, like she values it.
She's just like, oh my God, I'll use it forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. But also, actually, you're right. Also, like a sheet of paper.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything to her.
She's not connected to it.
No, yeah, exactly. So like, but it's like at the same time, they're both these things. She's like, oh, if I lose it, it's no big deal. Cause it is. What does matter mean to, what is a thing that we can touch mean to us?
Right.
But then at the same time, she's like, oh, this is like the only purse I have now.
Right.
So she treats that like.
Exactly.
Yes. So it's like a little bit of both. You look like you're a supermodel and you're wearing like really cute clothes.
Thank you. That is the nicest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
You're really sweet.
Am I?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You don't know this about yourself?
I mean, I think I'm sweet.
You are. You're very sweet.
Thanks. Well, you've made me feel very comfortable and very good about myself, and I'm so glad to have you as a new friend.
Oh, seriously. Thank you. I feel the same way. I feel like we've known each other forever.
That's how I felt about Sheena the first day that I met her.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I feel that same way. It's like we can just like talk about anything and it won't be weird.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans girls.
That must be what it is.
Maybe.
It's like we kind of just like we accept each other.
Maybe we're just like soul sisters, though.
Or maybe we're just like all like aliens of the same race.
We're the same. Yeah. Same alien race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same alien DNA.
Same alien DNA. So I'm trying to think of where the best part like to start is, because I want to give some backstory before I talk about what you did for me. About how you got there. But I also want to talk about your alien knowledge. So what do you think is best to start with? Because you know your life and your thought process better than any of us.
Right. So I wasn't always like this. So that I feel like that's important to know. So it's not like I was, you know, born.
Well, yeah, neither was Sheena.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I was a completely different person, you know, a few years ago. And it's just my life path has led me down this road to discovering and unveiling a lot of this stuff that people don't talk about. So I like that you are totally open to this. And I feel like it's becoming more accepted, especially among our generation, which is fabulous.
I am proud of our generation.
Right.
You know, we get like a bad rap for like being lazy. I am. And not wanting to, like, we feel entitled. I am. But we all are open-minded.
Right.
And I'll take that over just like being a hard worker.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like there's a certain amount of fearlessness that is innate in our generation for whatever reason. So yeah, these things just started coming into my path, and I was going to go in a completely different direction. And then
where were you going to go?
I was going to go to just regular Western medical school, and, everything that I was following, like the food pyramid and all that kind of stuff, it wasn't panning out to what everyone said it was going to pan out to. So like doing cardio all the time and counting calories and restricting myself and not eating foods that, you know, not eating fruit because it's too much sugar and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So totally did that, and then was heavier than ever. Didn't know what was going on. I was asking, you know, professors at the time, what happens when somebody isn't eating that much and exercising all the time and still gaining weight? They're like, well, it's only calories in, calories out. That's impossible. They must be eating something other than, you know, less than 1,000 calories. But I wasn't. So I was like, okay, something else is going on. So then it, you know, promoted a little bit of curiosity in me. And then I started researching kind of, you know, research articles. And then when I worked in the research industry, I saw things going on behind the scenes that weren't totally on the up and up. So
wait, so let me get this straight. So you were in medical school and you were wondering all these things that you like, you were questioning things you were being taught.
At this point, I was in college. Ooh. I was trying
on
to
the
go
way
to
go to med. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. But taking mm-hmm. those classes.
Yes.
That like, yes. Meaning I was pre-med. Never taking. Yeah. Pre-med. Right. I was never mm-hmm. taking those classes in right. college. So college where you would learn shit.
Yes.
Shit about shit like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or and, actual shit.
Or yeah. actual shit. Like, yeah.
Feces.
Yeah. Like poop.
Yeah.
And so you were questioning things that you were hearing because mm-hmm. it wasn't making sense.
Right.
And then you, worked at a research company?
Yes. It was a well-respected research company. And it was, you know, certain research, I guess, protocols and different things like that were funded by certain pharmaceutical companies and expecting a certain outcome. And I was being told to show that outcome.
Okay. So let me just like talk the way that I would understand. No, I'm going to say it the way that like I would understand it.
Yeah.
And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Okay. What I'm gathering from what you're saying is mm-hmm. that you worked at a research company and the mm-hmm. research that was coming in, your bosses told you to fake the numbers and not say that that's the actual research. Yes.
Yes.
So lie about what the research is.
Yes.
So like, first of all, I've always felt that everything that I read is fake. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think this is why, and I might be getting in trouble by saying this. I'm not going to vote this year.
I feel the same way.
I'm not going to vote because, and I voted the past two times that I was allowed to vote. The only mm-hmm. time, two times I could. Mm-hmm. I feel like every piece of information that I receive mm-hmm. from anywhere,
right.
From anywhere, mm-hmm. could be a book, could be a website, it could be a newspaper, it could be a magazine, it could be another human being mm-hmm. who's very well educated. I think that everything is a lie. Or
totally
not
agree.
even a lie, even the ones mm-hmm. that aren't a lie, the people that are writing something, mm-hmm. they have their own agenda or right. opinion anyway. And even if somebody's trying to explain something in a way where it's fair to everybody and even, mm-hmm. you can't help it. Human right. beings have an opinion no matter what.
Right.
So they, even if they're trying to write in a way where, or explain something in a way that mm-hmm. they want to make it equal, you can't because you right. have your own feelings. Mm-hmm. We're human beings.
Your own perception.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that is why I've always been very skeptical of like when I read things. And I actually feel like I've never believed when people say research shows that da 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 da. I'm like, cool. Right. Who wrote that article?
I'm like, they didn't ask me.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, and 89% of all women, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I wasn't surveyed.
Yeah. Right? Who are the women? I've never known one woman to be surveyed for. Actually, I don't know one human being or mm-hmm. dog, mm-hmm. you know, tested. I don't know anything. I don't know. Right. I don't know one being in general that's ever been surveyed for anything. Does anybody know somebody that's been surveyed?
Nope.
Who are these people being surveyed? Right. Are they tall grays? Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Actually.
Wait, but this is, do you know that like, I feel like I'm actually like doing something with my life by doing this podcast with you right now?
Well, you are.
No, but like with you specifically, because like you're so bringing to light something that I really do want people to hear.
Right.
The fact that you worked for a research company and you were told to take what research came in and lie about it and make up your own numbers.
Right.
Okay, so when you were told to do that, what happened?
I quit. Basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Long story short, I quit. It didn't sit well with me. Actually, I was sick to my stomach about it. Just did not sit well with me. So that, and also part of my job was dealing with the participants in the research, and the specific research that I was doing was related to health. So people were asking me questions about what they can do about their health. And I wanted to tell them, but my hands were tied because that would have altered the research, which silly me, I didn't know I was altering it anyway. So I should have just told them what to do to get better or to heal. So I really felt compelled to help these people. And I was like, at this point thinking, oh, I wish that I could just, you know, consult with them and tell them you need to do A, B, C, and D. And, you know, you wouldn't even need to be in this research, study. So anyway, I started seeking out alternative methods, holistic methods, started going into that kind of industry, and was just shown a whole new world of self-funded research, where these are real scientists and they love research and they don't care what the outcome is. It is what it is. So they don't have any thought about, oh, well, you know, it should look this way or it should be that way, or somebody is, you know, funding this research and the person who's funding it wants this outcome, that sort of thing. So all of that stuff was more authentic, and you can even tell by reading the research. Well, I can, because I'm a little nerdy. So you can tell by reading the research article that it's just so different from, you know, the new age research articles within the last, you know, 10 years. So different. Everything is so different. The wording is different. So really seeking out research studies that are self-funded are really crucial to showing what real science is.
Right.
I just totally talked nerdy to you.
You did not. Because okay. you said it in a way that I understood, okay, which means if I understand it, everybody else is understanding it.
Perfect.
Because I'm basic. Is anyone in the market for mattresses right now? I have a thing to talk to you about. Oh, obviously, Casper mattress, because that's what I sleep on. But I just feel like I am passionate about products that don't have a middleman that's marking up prices. I very much feel passionately about this stuff. Casper mattresses are mattresses that are so well made. They feel like hotel style mattresses, dream mattresses, but you don't have to spend so much money because they're not being sold at like Neiman Marcus or at another store where they have, or a department store, whatever, where they have to mark up the prices because there's a middleman. You don't have to deal with that. They are eliminating commission driven inflated prices. You don't have to deal with any of that. You are going, if you go to Casper.com, you're going straight to the source to order a mattress that is hotel style, super luxurious and comfortable. And it's the mattress that I sleep on. And you're paying a fraction of the price. Most mattresses cost like way above like $1,500. With Casper mattress, I'm telling you I know that the twin size mattress only costs $500, and I have a deal for you where you can get $50 off, but that is only if you go to caspermattress.com/Stassi. But you also have to use my promo code Stassi at the end when you're checking out. So I'm telling you guys, mattresses are fucking expensive, and that's annoying. And if you have anybody that you need a mattress for, say you're doing an Airbnb thing and like you need a new mattress, or you have a child, congratulations, and you have to have a twin mattress or whatever, you get $50 towards that mattress. But that's only if you use my code Stassi, in addition to typing in Casper, CASPER.com/Stassi. So you got to do it twice. And make everybody fucking comfortable. You know what I mean? Because what's more important than like sleeping and like feeling comfortable in your bed? Nothing.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
And so then how did you get into where, like, what would you, if somebody asked you, okay, if you went on a date.
Oh, Lord.
And somebody said, okay, but somebody you actually liked, and wanted to know what you did, and you had one word and then one sentence. So I'm going to give you one title to describe to what your job is, and then a sentence to describe it.
Okay.
What would you say?
Title would be Doctor of Metaphysics. I do nutrition and lifestyle consultations, and I also do energy work to help people overcome behavioral barriers that hold them back from achieving those the information that they get out of my nutrition and lifestyle consultations. That's like the gist of it.
That's amazing.
Right.
What does metaphysics mean?
So metaphysics.
But you just made me like, I was just like, yeah, fuck yeah, you do. Yes. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's exactly. You sound so like, yes.
Well, thank you.
I am intimidated. Oh, you intimidated me.
That's pretty awesome.
And what is metaphysics?
Okay. So metaphysics is the, I guess it's kind of like the science of the unseen. So where like Western medicine is very based on Newton's laws, and it views the body as a machine, where metaphysics is based all on Einstein's theories and laws, and that kind of brings consciousness into play, or your thought processes and your energy levels, and it's kind of 4D versus 3D. Like fourth dimensional is like consciousness and thought and awareness, and all of your thoughts, how they affect your health. Where Newton was like, oh, the body's a machine. So you put something in and you get this out of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of like the watered down basic witch version of
basic witch
metaphysics.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a great explanation, because I understand that again. So good. Like I hate when people give me explanations and I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. Do I need to like freetranslation.com right, that shit? Did you just speak in fucking Slovakian? Is that a language? I don't know. Like, yeah, a language that I've never heard of before. Right. So then how long have you been doing that?
So I would say the last like 3 years. And it's been really rewarding. So a lot of the time in my practice, people were just coming to me before I was doing energy work for nutrition and lifestyle consultations, and they even knew what to do, but for whatever reason, they couldn't bring themselves to do it or to execute the things that I was saying. And that made me really look into energy work, because I was like, something's going on here.
You're going to make me cry. Aww. Because I feel like that is what you did for me. And I mm-hmm. wanted to like end on this, but you just said that, and that we'll get to it. Just right. Everybody listening right now, know that's such an excellent point, and mm-hmm. I feel like that's such an important part of just like living that mm-hmm. people like overlook,
right?
And granted, I don't really know anything about it, but when I talk to Sheena and when mm-hmm. I like what you did yesterday for me, it's okay. I'll explain at the end. It's a build up. You have to keep listening in order to get there.
Stay tuned.
Okay. So then, yes. I'm sorry I interrupted you. No, so you realized that energy work was such a big thing because people right. knew what they had to do, but they couldn't make themselves do it.
Right. And then a lot of the time it's all those feelings of guilt and shame coming into play. And, you know, people always can put blame on you and say, you know, why can't you just have self-control, or, you know, why can't you just do this? And it's way harder than people think that it is, because we have these behavioral patterns and these behavioral drives in us that will lead us to acting the same way over and over again. And even if we see it, it's so difficult to overcome, because it's a pattern within like your ancestral line or your DNA or life patterns that have just been ingrained in you, or a thought process that you can't get out of for whatever reason. And somebody needs to dig you out of that hole. And that's where I come in. So I try to pin down the kernel or the crux of what I see is going on in that person, and then pull them out of that behavioral pattern using energy work. And it's really shifted a lot of things for people, and like not only like physical pain, but definitely, you know, emotional patterns or mental patterns and thought processes and things like that.
Do your friends think you're weird?
I don't talk about this to my friends.
You don't talk about your job to your friends?
Not really. I mean,
they're never like wondering like, hey, like I want to learn about you.
They do a little bit. Yeah. But
do your parents think you're weird?
Yeah, but they've accepted it. I mean, I feel like my parents are a little weird, too.
I'm asking in a respectful way.
Yeah,
because I think Sheena's weird, and she's one of my top probably two favorite people. And I say that just because I'm not sure exactly who my other person on the it's top me two now. Would be. Now it I'm no just for real. You're building the building like you're getting up there. You're like laying down the bricks. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Working my way up. Yeah.
So like I really that's a question that I would wonder. Mm-hmm. If I like went into this, like would all my friends be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And what are you actually doing?
Yeah. So I don't normally talk about it. Unless it's somebody that I work with, like Sheena.
So when you're out with your friends, y'all talk about regular shit.
Yeah.
The same way mm-hmm. me and Sheena do, I guess. But exactly. Sheena, I think, is a little bit worse than you. Not worse. That's a that's a negative. There's right. a negative connotation.
Stronger
with worse.
Or,
she's
yeah, yeah. More intense.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's more intense when it comes mm-hmm. to this stuff.
Oh, she and I together. Oh.
You're the person now that I know yeah. she talks about when she's mm-hmm. like, no, when we're at, no, I go to bars and dinners and like people look at us like we're crazy because like I'll be there with my friend and like we'll do the third eye and then we'll have a cocktail. I'm like, what the fuck is the third eye? What are you even saying to me right now? I'm driving on La Cienega and you're on my mm-hmm. speakerphone and you're talking about a third eye and I'm in traffic and I'm like, what is the third? What?
Yeah. So we'll actually like put frequencies in our drinks too. So we have fun with it. I mean, we can be nerdy and also like be young and free and have fun.
Do you ever sometimes think that like you might be like one of those like Star Trek people? Like one of those like Star Trek-y?
Totally.
No, but like not like actually like the alien
I've
in
never
the
seen
movie.
Star Trek.
No, I'm talking about like the people that are like, you know, when like you think of like, oh are you a Trekkie? We're all weird in our own way.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with really weird shit. Mm-hmm. I can name a few things. Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Is that weird?
Ranch dressing. Wine.
I feel like that's all basic.
I mean, I thank you. Because I take comfort. It makes me feel comforted to know that I'm basic.
Yeah.
So that, but there are people that are just like obsessed with like Star Trek and people are like, and they only wear like, they're like, hello and da da da. Yeah. And I think that's awesome because I like when when somebody's into their own shit.
Yeah.
And they're embracing who they are and what their thoughts are and what their feelings are. Mm-hmm. I really like when people are authentic. The people that I don't trust are people that I'm like, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I like it. That's why I even like people that are assholes.
Yeah.
Because
at least they're real.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're putting their asshole out on the table. I'm like, okay. Yep. You know what? That is who you are. You might be wrong a lot of the time, but I'm never going to wonder. You're yourself.
Right. You know where you stand with them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I find comfort in that.
Yeah.
But do you ever wonder if you're like one of those weirdos?
I haven't thought of that, but
which
I
means you're
am.
Like a weirdo.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah, that means you're weirdo. You're a weirdo.
I am. Well, I feel so normal next to Sheena.
You're right.
Yeah.
You seem so much more normal.
Yeah.
Than Sheena. But you guys are both like two of the prettiest people I've ever seen. So like I'm not understanding what made you guys so weird. Because normally I and this is a huge stereotype that I am doing and I'm aware that I'm doing it. But you don't normally see people that are like, oh, these are two stunning women who are fashionable, have their shit together. They like makeup and having fun and doing all the normal things.
Right.
And they are into weird ass shit. Like
we are. Yeah.
It's a very strange thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you go home to New Orleans and talk to Sheena, the first conversation, not when you go back to Raw Republic.
Okay.
When you guys are having your first.
She's picking me up from the airport tomorrow.
I want you guys to have a cocktail when you bring this up. So okay, wait we'll till you have a cocktail.
Okay.
And I want you to be like, do you think we're both like weird? Like, do you think we're Trekkies? And I hate saying the word Trekkies because, listen, I love a good Star Trek person. Like, I love that.
I think we're just aliens.
Okay. Wow. You sound way weirder than a Trekkie. Do you realize that like most people don't say that?
Yeah. But
So maybe should we get into like how you introduced Sheena, therefore me, therefore everybody else, into all of the different alien races. Or am I allowed to call it a race?
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, side note, you guys, yesterday when she was at my house, I was like, oh my, wait, what time is it? I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, why? I'm like, because at 7 o'clock your car gets towed. She's like, my car won't get towed. I'm like, well, if it's 7 o'clock, it will. She's like, no, mine won't. I'm like, okay, cool, Obama. Like, no. Yes, it will. She's like, no, because I don't believe it will. It won't. And she said it with such conviction that I'm like, you're right. Your car's not going to ever get towed. So she, you believe, and so does Sheena, in the power of
your thoughts.
Yeah. And it's like a belief
it's
thing.
It's a belief. Yeah. Because belief is different from thought because it has emotion behind it.
Well, and it has conviction and like has, there's like trust in a belief. Like you trust in the thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not enough to just think something. That's just like, you know, wanting to manifest something in your life. You can't just think about it, which is good. Because imagine if all of our thoughts were manifested. That would, not be good. So you would have to like really
I was like trying to picture what my world would look like. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I couldn't even describe it right now. I was trying to get like think of like one little bit of detail and I can't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yes. So, thankfully. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, you have to have the emotion behind it and that creates the belief and then you are putting that vibe out into the universe and it's just going to respond. So everything that you are believing is going to show up in your reality and it's going to confirm your beliefs.
All right. I'm going to start thinking that way. And so I'm putting this out and I believe that tomorrow I'm going to sign on to my app on Bank of America and see that there's $22 billion in my account.
You have then to like really believe
then
it.
Then I'm also going
to
walk outside my door and find Chris Hemsworth there being like, hey, like, listen, my wife just died. So like he didn't like leave her for me because like I wouldn't I don't like that. I'm like not interested in like I can never be the other woman.
Yeah.
That, no way.
Not happening.
And he's like, she died. And like her dying wish was that like I come and find you in your apartment and marry you. And it doesn't even matter that you have $20 billion in your account.
You have amazing thoughts.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Zoe and Luda are going to start talking. Like they will actually start talking out of their mouths. And they're going to be like, Stassi, like, I love you. And guess what? We'll live forever.
You can communicate with animals and hear them speak to you, but there are actually people who do that.
Yeah, like the dog whisperer. What's his name again? I love him.
I don't know.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm just drawing a blank because my brain's all on Chris Hemsworth. But like, for realsies, he's like, oh my God, what's his name? This is going to kill me.
The dog whisperer?
Yeah. Caesar. Oh my God.
Palace.
Fuck. No, but I would like to go there soon. That would be so nice. I haven't gone to Vegas in a really long time.
That would be fun.
Okay. This is something I'm very passionate about. I often eat the wrong foods and drink the wrong drinks and use chemicals, you know, with body washes or whatever that like I'm not proud of. And I try to make more of an effort every single day of my life to be more organic and healthy. I feel like we all try and care about what we ingest and all that. And everybody's into this whole being healthy fad. But it's a very real thing. And why aren't people questioning what we stick up our vaginas? Yeah, I just said that. When you are on your period and you put a tampon up there, if you're not using a pad or whatever, or if you're a man and you don't have a period, I'm saying for the women who are using tampons, why haven't any of us questioned what we're putting up there? I want you to think about this. Have you ever questioned in your life what is in your tampon? What chemicals are there? Or what fabric is there? What plastic is there? I haven't. I have never thought about it. I pay so much attention to what everything else is in my life. Oh, well, like, I don't know. Is this like gluten free? Because it like it'll make my like stomach feel better. You know, we think about all of these things, but we never talk about what we're putting up our fucking vaginas. And it's more important. It's where our babies come out. It's where humans come out. It's so important. It's the most important. Actually, it doesn't even make sense to me that this isn't more of a discussion. It is the most important. What we put up our vaginas in terms of tampons are the most important because that's a very sacred, wonderful place. You know, it's used for a lot of things, but most importantly, humans come out of that little hole. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm going to talk about mylola.com. We've all used tampons that we buy from CVS, Rite Aid, Duane Reade, whatever. But have you actually ever had organic tampons or all natural tampons? Lola tampons are 100% natural and 100% easy to feel great about. I am telling you, you don't have to worry about what's going up your vagina because it's healthy, the most healthy that it can be. And I just feel like if our lives are going in this direction where we should be focusing on how to make things as organic and natural as possible, we should probably think about everything in terms of that. Most tampon companies don't list all of the ingredients. And that is why I really love Lola, because they're completely transparent and they offer every single ingredient found in their tampons. There's no bullshit, no mystery, sitch, nothing, no doubt. Like, you can feel comfortable knowing that when you're on your annoying ass period, which I'm waiting for, and I'm like really confused as to why like it hasn't happened yet. It should have happened like 2 days ago. Granted, don't anybody listening to this, like, don't act like I'm pregnant. I'm not. Yeah, it's not like that. It's just lagging behind. I just love knowing that when I use a tampon and I feel safe with it. And I want everybody to go to mylola.com and I want everybody to try it out. Not only is it an all natural tampon, but the box that it comes in and the way that the tampons look like and the way that they're shaped and the size of them, it's chic. It's like this like ice, like slate blue box that doesn't look like a tampon box. It looks like it kind of like is, I don't know, something that you would decorate your bathroom with. So when you look at the box, you're like, oh, that's cute. And then you take out one of the little tampons and you're like, oh, wait. That's cute too. And nobody's going to notice when I go to the restroom and I have this in my hand. But in addition, my favorite part of mylola.com is the fact that you can use it as a subscription based situation. Okay. So basically you are ordering tampons to your door every month or every other month, whatever you want to do, but you can say, hey, I have light periods, so I want, let's say 10 light tampons and 3 mediums and like 4 heavy ones. Whatever you want. You can customize your tampon boxes. How amazing is that? It's incredible. That's why I really love it, not just because of the all-natural things that are going up my vagina, but also because I know that my periods are different than my friends and we all need different types of tampons. So please go to mylola.com and use my code Stassi at the end and you will get 60% off your first order, which is a lot of money. 60%? That's more than 50%. That's more than half off. So go do it. That is mylola.com. Use my code Stassi and get 60% off and be all natural with your period and vagina.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
To ask you something though, like, right, I did that. Yeah. We just went on a tangent.
All the races, the alien races.
The alien races. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to know how you got into aliens and how you did this to Sheena and the rest of us.
So was introduced to aliens through my intuitive medium friend. So she's also into metaphysics. She used to actually be an engineer and then she just went.
See, this what's I believe in this more mm-hmm. when you tell me that like people like you and your friend, mm-hmm. people that were into more scientific things,
right.
left the science field mm-hmm. to go to that.
Yes.
Yeah. That I feel like it's so powerful. Mm-hmm.
Right. So she actually told me that you can get sessions with the aliens and talk to them.
Yeah, but when she told you that, were you like, I'm sorry, hold on one second. Can you just like say the word aliens again? What are you talking about? No. What drug did you just take?
I know. For whatever reason, I was like, yeah, that's a thing. I don't know. It was almost like, I guess it's innate in me. Maybe because I have alien DNA. I don't know. It was kind of like, get in touch with your family. I don't know. So anyway, I was like, yeah, that's legit. I'm going to try that out. didn't even tell her that I booked the session and booked it with the Pleiadians, and they're my favorite.
Wait. Hold on. I need to back up. So you booked a session specifically with the
Pleiadians.
Pleiadians. So you already... Correct. How'd you... Wait. What if you... Wait. You... Wait. Okay. Sorry. So she told you about aliens, but just aliens in general.
No, she specifically told me about the Pleiadians.
Did she tell you about any other alien species?
No.
No. So those were the only ones that you had heard of. The Pleiadians.
Oh, there's also the Hawthorns, I believe.
There's apparently a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So when she told you about this one species, you booked an appointment with a Pleiadian specialist. What did you look that up on Google?
No, she told me because she's had sessions with this person who channels the Pleiadians.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I have got to experience this just because I am kind of like a nerd and a researcher myself. So I'm like, I need to see if this is legit. Like, if this resonates with me, that's awesome. But if it doesn't, I'm going to be like, okay, well, whatever.
That's how I felt when I went to the Scientology Center.
Oh, wow.
I went deep. Anyway, continue.
So booked the session, got the session done, and it blew my mind. Things they were so direct with. They don't know, you know, what it is that I do. Don't know anything about
that. They were like, you are blonde. You're sometimes tan and you're in the right direction. Your love life is good and sometimes bad. See, I feel like that's what psychics say. And I feel like people are like, oh my God, that psychic was so dead on.
See, yeah. No, I've kind of like evolved past that. Like, psychics are fun. Every psychic is different too.
I stopped doing psychics.
Right. Same. So this is way more like healing. They're ninth dimensional beings of light. So, and light carries information. So they're just beings of information and knowledge. Like, they can look at your Akashic records.
Okay. Whoa. Sheena already said Akashic records once.
Right.
You can't just like say that shit without explaining it.
Okay. So the Akashic records are like this known recorded. It's kind of like if you would picture like a book, and it has every single lifetime you've ever lived, all the information in it, all the lessons you've learned.
Where is this book?
You can access it.
No, but no, like, where is it though? Like, physically, like, is it like pages or is it on an iPad or a, what's it called? A Tindle? What's it called?
A Kindle?
Kindle.
Are you Tinder and Kindle?
I'm sorry. I'm single. So I'm like confusing things together.
You should create
a Kindle.
A Kindle Tinder.
So like, where do you like get to like, I don't really like when things are just like up in the sky. I like to like look you at them like and turn the page. Yeah.
If you can see it, that's when you're like, oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
But it's, you have to kind of be like a child.
But there is no record if you can't see it.
There is though. Just like, okay, think about your past. Is there a record of it?
Yeah, my mom's baby book that she made for me.
Okay, if you didn't have the baby book.
Okay, my yearbooks.
Can you think of the past?
Yeah, I wrote diaries and journals, and they're yearbooks.
But without any of that.
And photos on my iPhone and Facebook. So there's like a record of everything.
If you didn't have any of that.
I'm sorry.
Would you not remember your past?
If the Pleiadians are so advanced, why don't they have like a major Facebook so that like they could just like show us in our sleep or something, or like just beam it down to us on our table and be like, oh, yeah, that's what happened in my past life. And then the one before that and all that. Don't you think that we're like the Pleiadians would be way advanced? Like,
I feel like we're all progressing to a degree where we are going to, almost all of us will be in contact with them, like without needing somebody to channel them.
I don't want to be in contact with them unless they can put a book or a Facebook page in my front of my face. You know what I mean? If it doesn't pop up on my like my MacBook, it's like, does it really exist?
So like creepers that create a Facebook account, you're like, you're real. Like catfish, you know, like
first
those
of all,
people are not, that doesn't make people
don't
real.
Fuck with catfish. It's one of my favorite shows.
Are you a catfish?
But I love that show. Second of all, it's more real than it being up in the sky with light beams. Even if it's a fake account, it's still somebody made that fake account, you know?
Yeah.
I get tons of emails and tweets from a lot of you guys asking me advice on starting a blog or a website and telling me how hard it is to figure out, because not everybody knows about coding or like how to do like online techie like shit like that, which is why I love Weebly.com. Weebly.com, Weebly.com is basically a website that is like paint by numbers, but for like web design. You know what I mean? This website was made in order to help you accomplish your dreams of starting a blog or website or even an e-commerce site by making it so easy for you. So they walk you through the whole entire process, and there's a million templates for you to use. You don't have to know anything about coding. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on a web designer. And right now, if you go to weebly.com/straight up, you can get started for free. I'm telling you, the website is so easy to use that there's even an app, so you could actually like build a full-blown website, even an e-commerce site, and sell shit from your phone. Like, you could build a website from your phone using the app. It's incredible.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
So why do you believe in the Akashic? Is that my saying it right?
Akashic.
This is one of my favorite podcasts I've ever done. I vibe with you.
Yeah, we do vibe.
And I love that you let me make fun of this so that I get to a real place. Yeah. I really appreciate that. Yeah. So why do you believe in the Akashic records?
So you just channeled an alien when you said that. Oh my gosh. Wait, you have no idea that that's exactly how they sound.
You know why?
Because you heard it.
Mm-mm. Because in Signs with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix, that's what it sounded like.
Really?
Thank you, M. Night Shyamalan.
Wow, I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. See, you're totally an alien.
Well, I hope it's a pretty one.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
But why do you believe in these records?
Because it's something that I feel like is true. And there are certain experiences that I have had which have kind of solidified that belief.
Okay, can you just like list them? I mean, is it like really intense? Are you allowed? Can you list them? Are the Pleiadians allowing you to list them?
I don't know. I'm kind of like judging myself for it. It's what we talked about earlier.
I don't remember you saying it. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to go there? That's a whole nother story.
If you feel comfortable with whatever you feel comfortable with, I don't want you to make it. Can you want me to water it down and explain it? Or do you feel comfortable with explaining what you feel like you went through? It's up to you.
You can do it. You know what? Because other people might be experiencing this.
No, but I believe you.
Give them comfort.
So so let me get this straight. Okay. So she was explaining something to me yesterday,
mm-hmm. which I don't talk about usually to people.
Okay. I'm sorry. Then
no, not at all. No, I'm saying this. I feel like it needs to come out.
Well, she was talking about, because I asked her, I was like, why do you mm-hmm. believe in alien? Like, there has to be a reason yeah. that you're not looking at people mm-hmm. thinking you're a fucking maniac. Like, what are you about to go like blow up like a big building? Because like the things that are coming out of your mouth are just like super cray cray.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And she said, no, I had an experience where I made the decision to try and channel the Pleiadians.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was going to bed, I said, I will allow you to use me as a vessel, and whatever you want to do, that's mm-hmm. fine. And I will say it, because I don't want you to sound stupid. I've done yeah. that. I'm sorry. For lack of a better word, good. Stupid. But I've done that. Yeah. And I told you that right, I've right. done that with uh-huh. with people that have died. Mm-hmm. I've done that. And mm-hmm. it has worked for me yeah. personally. Right. So I believe you, because yeah. I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
with the deceased mm-hmm. and she said, and so when she went to sleep, she had an experience that she tried to explain to me.
It's very difficult
that she couldn't yeah. explain. And I was just like, are you sure you just didn't dream it?
Right.
Because even though like I tried to do that, I did this with like somebody that had passed away and it happened in my dreams. I think, okay, well, scientifically in my brain, I think, well, I thought about it all day long for weeks and weeks and I went to bed thinking that. So of course my subconscious made me dream this because it's what mm-hmm. I had been thinking about for right. so long. Mm-hmm. And Amberly kept saying like, it's not like a dream. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a dream. It felt I'm not going to explain what you felt because that's just...
It's an experience. It's an like you felt, and I talking right now.
Yes. And she felt like it was so real and it was so weird and she couldn't explain it. And she's like, it scared me so much mm-hmm. that like I asked to make it stop mm-hmm. so that it stopped.
Right. Even though they are loving beings of light and so healing and loving, it's still, it's unnerving because it's a new experience and anything that's new can cause fear in a person. So no matter how loving it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Well, the unknown is scary no matter what.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it is an experience that I will always remember. I will never forget it. And you know what? There might be somebody else out there who has experienced that. And they might find comfort in this weird talk.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Did you hear about that? I texted Sheena about this like mm-hmm. a few months back about like these like group of women who are claiming that they're having alien babies. Like people are coming in and having sex with them and impregnating. Mm. It was on Daily Mail. That's like my favorite app. Awesome. And it was like super intense. The things they were explaining having sex with reptilians mm-hmm. and how they had never been more like they were in a classroom like they went to sleep and they were all of a sudden in a classroom and mm-hmm. these women showed their faces. They took mm-hmm. photos and right. like showed their faces.
Right.
They were all of a sudden in a classroom and everyone was staring at them and there was a reptilian next to them. Looks like a reptile. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't explain just how incredibly attracted she was to this reptilian. Mm-hmm. Like it was like an attraction that she'd never felt before mm-hmm. and they had sex mm-hmm. in front of the whole classroom and she had never orgasmed so much and like it was the most like incredible
out of this world
experience. Yes. And I'm like, okay, Sheena, the fact that you just said that like you believe this, like you're freaking my brain out. That's weird, right? When you hear about it, I know you're believing it too, right? But it's weird.
It's weird. And yeah, anything that I've experienced is weird. Like I am totally aware. Like I'm very well aware that it sounds crazy and it sounds weird. And
have you had sex with an alien?
No. Not that I'm aware of. No. I'm not opposed to it.
I feel like I knew you were going to say that. No, you're not kidding. Are you? No. Are you kidding?
I am definitely kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. I would be opposed to that.
Aliens, we don't want to have sex
right.
with
aliens. We're not putting that intention out there. No, that's not something that I would vibe with. But I'm not saying that other people haven't experienced that. I feel like, yeah, that could happen. Why not?
I feel like you just think anything could happen. And that's actually true.
Mm.
If you think about... No. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't think that? What? Do you not think that anything could happen?
Oh, I think that anything can happen.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Anything can happen mm-hmm. because if you really think about it, and I talk about this all the time, or maybe not all the time, but I say this a lot, that my brain gets confused and like discombobulated when mm-hmm. I think about like the universe too much.
Right.
Like if I think about it for too long,
uh-huh.
my brain starts to just be like...
You hit a brick wall.
Yes. Yeah. Like I'm just like, I can't go farther than
that. Yeah. I do that all the time.
And so yeah. I think that... If that is like, if you really think about why is this, mm-hmm. then what's going to stop anything else from being anything? See, I don't even know how to articulate it. Like,
totally lost you.
But you know what I mean? Like, if I exist.
Yeah. Okay.
If I'm looking at this water bottle mm-hmm. and right. like, and this is like,
yeah.
Why is this more believable than an alien?
Okay, so everything is energy. So
I'm just saying there's like a fucking infinite universe. You know what I mean?
Right, but it's not that you can't see aliens. So if we are at a specific density, which we are in a lower vibrational density right now. So...
All right, I don't know what you're saying right now.
Okay.
I'm not high at all, too. So like me these either. Like weird thoughts are just like...
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if this is third dimensional... These waves of energy are operating at a slower pace or a, you know, smaller oscillation or however you want to say it. So aliens are not going to come into view because there's such a high vibration that it's not going to show up in physical like
so
colors.
Like when ghosts don't come because like there's mm-hmm. a TV on.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what I think.
Yeah, it's not that ghosts aren't real. You can definitely see them, but it has to be like the right vibration
yeah.
or the right energy level. So it's just like if an opera singer sings and reaches the same vibration as the glass that the glass is vibrating at, it'll shatter it because it's reached resonance.
That's a real thing. I thought that was just on like cartoons.
No, that happens.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
So you have to meet the vibration and then it can disappear.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot about energy out there.
Okay. So then you're thinking about it a different way than I meant it to sound. Okay. I mean to say that I don't know how to even articulate this, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. There could be other beings out there that there are rumors that there are human beings or we're out here.
Right.
I'm just saying anything's possible because there are probably things out there that think that we're not possible.
Oh, yeah.
But who, if anything's possible and are, there are all these things, it's an infinite universe and we can't even wrap our brain around like what actually happened and like what happened before there was actually even a universe, then there are no rules.
Right.
There are no rules. There's no one to say that like something can't exist because why the fuck are we even here? What is even going on right now?
Right.
I'm like, my brain's getting confused. See, I can't think about it too long because it confuses my brain. And I just like don't even, I genuinely don't know how to articulate what I'm feeling and thinking right now.
I've felt that before, even with like after death, you know, if you're like, oh, I'm going to go be with God forever now. That's the goal. Or, you know, whoever you believe in. It's like some days I'm like, who cares? Like, if that's the end goal, like, why are we here to learn? Like, okay, everyone's like, oh, we're here to learn. It's like, okay, well, for what? Like, for what purpose? You know?
Yes.
Like, are we going into
Are we really like, just, like, here to learn so that, like,
what's going on?
We can go, like, what? To, like, someplace else?
Right. It's like, what are we doing?
See, nobody knows anything. That's what I think.
I know. That's what I think, too.
I think that no one knows anything.
Right. I totally agree. I feel like it's just all perception and
I wish I was high right now. Like, I really wish like I had just like taken an edible like an hour and a half ago.
Don't you feel kind of high off the energy though?
Yeah. Sheena tells me this all the time. She's like, I'm high off life. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, really? Okay. You're high off life. Cool.
But it's like a thing.
I need to get a medical marijuana card for that, but fuck off. Not sure if anyone's in the market for like hiring people for things like jobs. Like if you are, congratulations. That means you're a baller and you've pretty much like made it in life. But I know how tedious and how time consuming it can be to post a job listings on a million different websites and then go back and check them all and sift through them all. I mean, we don't have all the time in the world. That is why ZipRecruiter is this great new website that just basically like filters every other website into it. So all you have to do is go and post your job listing on ZipRecruiter and they will post it on all of the different job listing websites. So you only have to go to ZipRecruiter. It's like a one-stop shop sitch. You know what I'm saying? You can quickly sift through all of the people. You can, you know, weed out the ones that you don't want to look at. It just makes it so much easier, especially like with time and all of that stuff. But right now, if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/employ, you get to get started for free. So you get to basically see how easy it is to just like post job listings and stuff and only go to one place. Woo! Check it out.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
But just because, okay, you are one of the most fascinating people I've ever spoken to. And you make me feel happy.
Oh, good.
So like that's like a wonderful thing. But I want to explain just because we have to finish on what you did for me.
Right.
So you came over and I laid down. And you put some crystally things on and we meditated for a while and explain like what you feel like you did. Cause I'm not going to explain it the way that you do. And I can explain how you made me feel.
Yeah. So during the meditation, I will try to tap into your body's innate intelligence system. So I will, you know, ask your higher self for permission first and foremost to work on you. And then I will also kind of tap into, okay, you know, if something, I always phrase it as a question. So if something were to be going on with Stassi Schroeder right now, where would it be manifesting in her physical body? The first things that pop into my head were your ankles and your shoulders. So, and that could mean nothing to you. It doesn't matter. You don't have to like figure it out, because you can sit there all day long and be like, oh, I wonder, you know, this. But every time you get into your logical mindset, it blocks healing. So you don't even want to ask questions. Just go with it. And so I felt compelled to wrap my hands around your ankles. And what I do is I connect to source energy as much as possible. So that can be, you know, God, Buddha, whatever, or just energy in general that is a higher vibration that will come through me as a vessel and transfer into you. So that kind of, any kind of illness or disease has density in it, or it's an absence of light. So you want to bring light and energy into a person in order to, you know, dissipate all of the density or the darkness. So that I started doing that and pulling energy, you know, out from source into you. And then I will also do a certain other type of healing called the reconnection. And that works with the meridians in your body, which are like energy lines in your body that kind of feel like electrical currents. And I will run my hands over your body. I don't have to touch you for that part. And kind of also place my consciousness on reconnective healing, or, you know, place my thoughts and belief system into putting your meridians back in connection with your body. I know it sounds really complicated, but that kind of stuff is
it does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you were touching me, mm-hmm. like say when you grab my ankles, mm-hmm. and I don't know if like I'm just like way more receptive to like touch, mm-hmm. which I always felt like I was.
Right.
Even like when I was in relationships, mm-hmm. I would always explain this to like my boyfriends or like anything. I'm like, it's not a sexual, like, because I'd be like, I mm-hmm. need physical.
Yeah.
It makes me feel comforted. Mm-hmm. And like, right. oh, you just want to have sex. I'm like, no, actually, yeah. I don't need that at all. That's mm-hmm. not what I'm saying. Right. Like, if you just put your hand on my mm-hmm. shoulder, mm-hmm. I feel something from right. that. It makes me feel comforted or just yeah. I feel something. Mm-hmm. And so when you were holding like my ankles, mm-hmm. it made me just like tap. I just felt something mm-hmm. that I couldn't really explain.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just the type of person that I am mm-hmm. that like I react to that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
It just made me feel better. Mm-hmm. And then after you did all that and we like got up and started talking, I just felt, well, especially because you said, you were like, well, you kept saying that like, well, I kept seeing like an apple. Mm-hmm. And then you asked me like, what could be like an apple or like New York. And then I got upset because, well, mm-hmm. New York is where I met Patrick and right. I moved to New York for him. Mm-hmm. And whenever I go back to New York, that's all I think of is yeah. Patrick. And right. so it was depressing.
Right.
But then you kept saying Richard. There was a name Richard. Mm-hmm. And granted, you didn't know Patrick or anything like that. Right. And you kept saying, well, yeah. the name Richard. Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't know about Richard. So I like kept thinking about it. And I was like, maybe you're like thinking Rich. Maybe
that would be awesome. Like, are you sure you're not like relative though?
Are you sure you're not thinking rich, the word rich? Like, am I just like supposed to be rich? I'm joking.
That would be awesome.
I'm joking. No, but no, I don't
know. It was more like a relative or ancestral line, something. It was connected to that. Maybe so I don't one know day if you I'll have find any out relative named Richard. Or,
maybe one day yeah. I will find out what that means.
Yeah.
But just talking about everything.
Or it might be your future husband.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Or my future fourth husband. But like... When talking about everything
right.
made me feel better. Mm-hmm. And then when we like talked some more and like we did oracle cards
yeah.
and like pulling cards that mm-hmm. meant something to me, mm-hmm. even if like say, let's say, and mm-hmm. I'm not saying it is, let's yeah. say this is all bullshit.
Right.
Let's say it is. Everything that you and Sheena are doing right. is bullshit.
Yeah.
It made me feel happy mm-hmm. and it made me feel empowered and it made right. me feel safe and mm-hmm. it made me feel like I was doing the right thing and that like mm-hmm. I got some strength.
Yeah.
Because the way that I could interpret everything mm-hmm. was a way that made me feel good. Mm-hmm. And so when I've wanted to get upset, it's made me feel better to be able to like think back on what we went through, mm-hmm. even if it's not real.
Right.
So like, even if this is all facade, even if aliens, energy, crystals, whatever.
We're
even
not real.
If it's all, well, I know yeah. you think, but meaning like even if it's bullshit.
Right, right, right.
As long as something makes you feel
exactly
empowered and makes mm-hmm. you go on the right path that you want to be going on and gives you
totally.
The encouragement and the power to do mm-hmm. what you want to do, then who fucking cares?
Right. And I also do want to say that it's not that, you know, the other side or Western medicine or anything like that is bad. That works for people. You know, if I slice my leg open, I'm going to go to the ER. You know, I'm not going to sing Kumbaya and do energy work over it. I could, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like that everything works for somebody at some point in time. So never, you know, judge other people for doing something that's, you know, different from what you decide to do. Because that's your path. You know, if your yoga girlfriend is on a diet who lost 20 pounds and is like, yeah, I'm rocking it, and you do it and you gain 20 pounds, it's like you have something energetically in your body that's completely a different template from your yoga girlfriend. So yeah. you gotta do what works for you. Don't keep seeking answers outside of yourself. Like, go within and really get in touch with, what do I need? What works for me? What do I feel inside? And just go that route, wherever that leads you.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's very good that you said that too. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, like, you're very not normal is like, I don't mean normal as in like,
I know what you
mean. In a negative way. Like, yeah. we're about to go have dinner and cocktails. Right. Like, so you are still a normal woman.
Yes.
Who it's not like you mm-hmm. just like sit at home talking to aliens.
Right. And, like, or
you
like don't, go in a cave and just.
Yeah. No, we're going to like go have fun yeah. now.
Right.
And so like it's some. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want everybody to know that.
Yes.
Everybody could be like this and it doesn't make mm-hmm. you weird, but yeah. you and Sheena are weird, just like FYI.
I've accepted it.
So let me just say, I am so thankful to have met you.
Oh,
and I'm so thankful that you just did my podcast.
Yeah.
And I want you to go over your Instagram, or if you have a website or your Twitter mm-hmm. or anything, so everybody can look you up. And if there's an email you want to share with people, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
please.
Yeah, so my company name is Connection Holistic Health, and it's KINECTION Holistic, HOLISTIC Health. HEALTH at gmail.com is my email address. And then connectionholistichealth.com is my website. And then Instagram is at connectionholistichealth. Twitter, I don't really use anymore. I honestly feel like it's fading out.
It is fading out. That's yeah. true. Well, then I'll tag you. Well, is it the same Twitter handle? We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I'll tag you in my Instagram post, and yeah. I'll tag you so like everybody can mm-hmm. see.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook as well. So Connection Holistic Health.
Yeah,
or Amberly Carter.
And yeah, so Sheena Manina started a podcast, and mm-hmm. she's only done a few, mm-hmm. and so Amberly has done some with her. And yeah. so once Sheena tells me exactly where I'm allowed to pimp that out, I'm gonna yeah. tell everybody, so that you guys can go listen to all of this like healthy shit.
Oh yeah,
healthy alien shit. We are. It's like health freaks. And aliens. Yeah,
yeah. It's so fun.
Third eye, whatever.
But oh, we talk about the weirdest stuff.
Listen, they can rage too. So
yeah, we can rage too. Oh yeah, and my name is.
I didn't even say
the spelling.
Yes, Amberly yeah. Carter. So it's A M B E R L E I G H. New word Carter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. yeah. So. So yeah, because a lot of people are like, is it L-Y or L-E-E or, you know.
It's such like a cute name.
Thank you. Thank very
you,
Southern.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for inviting me on this.
Now we're going to have a fun night out in L.A. Yes. And we might talk about aliens more once we get wasted.
Definitely.
Hello. Okay. Thanks, Khaleesi.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.